Mr. Simpson, please. We can't have hearings on Supreme Court justices and not ask them about accounting software and their preference for courtroom cameras, whether they say yay or nay. What they're basically trying to do is make the Supreme Court justices out to be the Television for Ugly People stars that members of the House of Representatives and the Senate are. Let's give C-SPAN more to cover. It really should chasten the mind to consider that, and Kevin and I talked about this on the Constitution Hour yesterday, there was never a confirmation hearing on a associate justice of the Supreme Court of the United States until the 1930s. Never. They were nominated by a president, they were evaluated by a Senate, and then voted on. It is as simple as that. None of this has to happen. And Gutzman actually had the best explanation yesterday when he said, Mike, you don't really think that those hearings are for anything other than so President Trump can comfort Democrat-voting or Democrat-leaning housewives in suburban areas of Philadelphia that he chose a kind, sensitive, pro-life husband, a wonderful husband dude, to be their Supreme Court justice hero. That's all that hearing is designed to convey. The goodness of Judge Gorsuch and the wisdom of President Trump in choosing the goodness of Judge Gorsuch.
So what do we do, Michael Church? I am, like I said, I'm telling you, dude, I really am at the end of my rope because I'm about to bail them all. I'm seriously considering just every time I get a letter in the mail now, writing deceased across the front and sending it back.
The Simpson deceased plan. I like that. The physical fitness company presents the deceased plan.